It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and you're about to enjoy the Ask Ross segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. He's Ross Tucker. I'm Andy Shea. Bob Flounder sitting in with us. They're your questions. Go to our app, Keystone Sports. Get that and get all of our content and ask your question. And the number one question this week, as deemed by Ross, will win a tailgate box courtesy of the guys at 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get some rubs, some sauces, and a tailgate with honor apron. Ross, are you ready? We got some good ones this week.
I am always ready. I love Ask Ross segment.
All right, this one comes from Doug, who says he is now living in Austin, Texas. Hey, Ross, love the segments you participate in.
Hold on. Well, that's just me, dummy. It's not you. You're in it.
Who's this guy? I like this guy.
This is Doug in Austin, Texas.
You.
Doug in
Austin, is it Texas. Like in italics or anything or
it
capital
just
letters?
Says, hey, Ross, love the segments you participate in.
Love it.
Drop the mic. Would you please take an entire segment? No, we're not going to give you an entire segment. But would you take an entire segment to explain in detail what is communicated and how it is communicated on the offensive line during a game? What are the center's responsibilities? Is communication between the center and quarterback a one-way street, etc.? Ross only, please. He did put that in.
That's funny.
Ross only.
Hey, Austin, Bob. Austin, Texas. Is
Ross, let me grab this one, will you?
Austin, Texas is amazing, by the way. So this has changed over the years. And I have to be honest with you, at the college level, where they all do that incredibly lame thing and they all look at the sideline, I don't know how much is the center versus the quarterback or how much communication is really going on these days. I wish I did. I never played in a stand on the field and look over at the sideline offense. And I know there's reasons for that. So when I was playing, and still I think a lot of teams now, the center will set the front. So he'll say, number one, whether it's an even, over, odd, under, there's a bunch of different fronts he could say. And he'll also say who the Mike linebacker is, because let's say the tight end, the offensive tackle, have a double team of the defensive end up to the strong side linebacker, the Sam linebacker. Well, if they put an eighth guy in the box, it's not always clear who the linebacker is. So you usually start weak to strong. The first guy is the weak side linebacker, the Will. The next guy is the Mike. The next guy is the Sam. And then you've got the strong safety if he comes down. You point out the Mike, and that sets the blocking scheme for everybody else. They know who the center and the guard are working with. They know who the backside tackle and guard are working with. They know who the tight end. And you know, it sets everything, especially in pass protection. But even more so now, you've seen more and more where the quarterbacks are the ones declaring and redeclaring the Mike based on what they think is going to happen. And they have a much better line of sight because they're standing up and usually in the shotgun, whereas, you know, the center, I mean, there were games where I had to do all those calls. I'm playing in front of 70,000 people on the road at MetLife or whatever it was called, Meadowlands. It's silent cadence, so I got to look between my legs back before they figured out a better way to do that. Between my legs, and these guys are moving, and it's crazy loud, and I'm supposed to still be making the calls. And then you make a call. If it's pass protection, it might be a Ram or a Lion or a Rip or a Liz. Real sophisticated. If it's a R word, you're usually going to the right. If it's an L word, you're usually going to the left. You know, in all sincerity, when you really get good is when you switch that up and when you make dummy calls.
Yeah.
Because your defenders are so in tune to that, they know who's getting the one-on-one. Like if you say deuce, almost everywhere, deuce is a guard and tackle double team for the backside linebacker, right? So what we used to do is every once in a while, say deuce like on a play action pass. That guy goes right to his knee to get knocked off the ball and like bends down. And we're just like, got him. But you have to play together with the guys long enough and have enough of a comfort zone to be willing to make those dummy calls, which is why I think chemistry and continuity matters. Good question, Doug, and great start to the question too. Right, although I really like Bob, it's Andy I don't
I was going to say, who better than Ross, though? Who better than Ross to make a dummy call?
Ooh. And you just said you hate me more than you do Bob. All right, Scott in St. Petersburg,
no,
Florida.
No, I like Bob more than I like you. Okay.
St. Petersburg, Florida. Scott asked, as DeAndre Tompkins' role as a wide receiver increases, do you think he'll still be the primary punt returner? And if not, who do you think could replace him?
It's a bad question for me. I'm going to defer to Bob on that one.
I would say if Saquon Barkley returns kicks as the best player in the country, that DeAndre Tompkins is probably going to return punts. He's got really good instincts.
Right.
And,
he's good at it.
You know, he was all conference. I don't know why you wouldn't have him. You know, the way the game is now, it's almost the majority of the punts are going to be fair catches anyway. What, so yeah. You just don't see a lot of, I think, as intense collisions in the punt return game than you do in the kick return game. So I think.
All right, you're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show.
So you think he will?
Yes, I do think he'll be the punt returner.
And this Ask Ross segment with Bob and Ross is brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. 409tailgateclub.com. Yes, sir.
By the way, if it's a question that I don't really know or respond to and it goes to Bob, you're not winning.
Sorry, Scott. In St. Petersburg, Florida, you were just eliminated.
You are the weakest link. It's a fair question. I wonder if they have anybody else. You see, the thing I don't know about that is like the Hip and Hammer kid.
Right.
Or what's the other kid's name?
Hamler. Yeah.
You know, those kids might be
lightning,
and we just don't know it.
Yeah.
All right. Michael in Meadville asks, Ross, as a former collegiate athlete football player, how stressful are the academic demands as a student when you're also having to devote your time to both practice and a season game schedule? If you're an NFL prospect, does this influence your academic pursuits? Not that you neglect your studies, but do you devote more time to athletics? And lastly, how many of your college teammates went for an advanced degree right after attaining a bachelor's degree?
Who's that?
That is Michael in Meadville.
Meadville. Fiercely made in Meadville, PA. What is that? Some type of tool.
Isn't that where Sharon Stone's from, Meadville?
Is she really?
She might be.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah,
Wikipedia.
So,
is it different if you're an NFL prospect?
So, well, let's start with the balance. It's not easy. You have to kind of figure it out. You know, I didn't go to Penn State. I went to Princeton. I don't know how different it will be. It's my only experience. I would imagine it's somewhat different. But, yeah, man. I mean, you go to class most of the day. Then you have 5 hours of football. Then you eat. And then you're tired and you still have work to do. It's not easy. But it's worth it. And you should be able to figure it out. I do think at that level, there are absolutely guys that take classes so that they can put an emphasis on athletics without question. I mean, I took classes at Princeton that I thought for the most part would be conducive to me getting good grades in them as much as I possibly could. And I like to write papers so that I could have my time commitment rather than having to study. I could write the paper when I wanted to. Graduate degrees, I would say about 25% of the guys. See, a lot of the guys, I wonder if it's different in other schools, but a lot of the guys at Princeton, they actually get, this sounds like I'm like, right, but they get pretty good jobs coming out.
Right.
So they end up not getting it. But I got a couple guys that went to Harvard Business School, a couple buddies that are doctors, which really, when your fraternity brothers become doctors, the profession loses a lot of luster. I mean, it really does.
Because
I know what they did. You know what I mean? You hold doctors in such high esteem until Koopman becomes a doctor, and you're like, oh my gosh.
All right, let's keep it moving. Let's go to Jason in Lansdale. I love seeing the roster changing from 3- and 4-star to 4- and 5-star guys. But will there be an impact in the locker room? Do the 4- and 5-star guys expect more playing time and sooner? Will it make James Franklin's job harder to create the same cohesive team atmosphere of the last couple years?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah, I kind of like
that.
Who
is it again?
That is Jason in Lansdale.
Yeah. You know what I should start doing? I should start listening when you say the name initially.
That's okay. I'm glad to repeat it for you, Ross.
Rather than wasting time here on the radio and on the podcast to repeat it.
Gives me value. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you give me some value.
So, okay. So I would say, I think with every passing year, the recruits coming in are a little bit more entitled just because of the society that we live in. Social media, rivals, 24/7, all the attention. So I think that that's a really a big balancing act, and we already see that with how many guys transfer. You know, I think that there are a lot of people that are surprised when things don't happen right away or don't come easily. And I don't know how different that is from the 80s or the 90s. I don't know, but that would be my sense. And I think it is a balancing act on some part by Franklin. But I think he also realizes that, you know, if you're a guy having that issue or if you're a guy that's frustrated because you're not playing, well, how much is he really going to worry about the guy's not playing? Right. He's not playing. You know, in all sincerity.
No, right.
Like, I think he wants the, you know, he wants there to be good, you know, a good relationship, good atmosphere. But I don't think he's afraid to get rid of bad apples. One thing that you can say about Franklin, Manny Bowen the last couple of years, Irv Charles, he's not afraid to stick to his guns disciplinarian-wise.
All right. Nice to hear. This is Mike in State College. We don't get many questions. Nice to hear from State College, home of the Penn State Nittany Lions. Ross, is the turnover in coaching staff actually a benefit by injecting different coaching concepts, strategies, and cultures into the football program as opposed to the Paterno era where there was so little turnover and change?
That's a really good question, too.
Michael,
Mike in State College. Yep. I read it rather than asking. Mike in State College.
All right, got it.
That's an excellent question. I would say certainly the turnover at offensive coordinator from John Donovan to Joe Moorhead was a very much a benefit. I don't know, though, like these other guys like Corley and Bowen. I think that that helps, but I don't know that there wasn't. There was some turnover at Penn State where, you know, some of the lower level guys
right.
like that. I don't think it hurts. I think you'd rather probably have continuity, but guys bringing in new ideas is probably helpful. I think it's probably a net slight positive.
What's like? What would continuity be in today's college football? Like two seasons, three seasons of the same staff?
Yeah, I don't
know. Would two be a high watermark?
Probably.
I would think that it's got to be something like that. All right.
Especially, by the way, if you're having success,
right.
you know, those guys are going to leave. Let's go with the Lancaster question.
Not Lancaster.
Lansdale. Jason A. and Lansdale. That was good.
Jason A. and
Send
Lansdale.
That to Lansdale, not Lancaster.
That's okay. You got the L right. Way to go, Princeton. All right. You're going to have a tailgate box coming your way. Jason and Lansdale, stick around. Quarter number four coming up. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Hey, Dustin Hockensmith here from the Keystone Sports Network. I wanted to share my own firsthand experience using 409 tailgate sauce. It's a product you hear about often on the Keystone Kickoff Show. This is not an advertisement. It is a fact. 409 tailgate sauce is different from every barbecue sauce I have ever bought. It's not that thick, syrupy, artificial stuff you'll find on grocery store shelves. It's lighter, it's more versatile, and it's good on just about everything. I'd recommend going to 409tailgateclub.com right now, see what I mean, experience that difference, and tailgate with honor.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can. When you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle and call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G, the name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for more than 70 years. Right now, you will get free gutters with your roof replacement from our friends at Long Roofing. Give them a call today for a free estimate on your roof at 844-405-LONG. That's 844-405-L-O-N-G.